have seen our share of state legislators, mainly downstate legislators, who have ended up going to prison, being in prison, being indicted, waiting for sentencing, to the point now where certainly there does seem to be a pervasive culture of corruption. However, that said, I will tell you that the majority of men and women who come to Albany, and there are 213, 214 now, I guess, legislators who come to Albany, the majority, vast majority of them do come to represent their constituents and do the job their constituents sent them here to Albany to do. But there does seem to be, as I said, mainly downstate, a real problem.
Why do you think that is? Why is downstate a bigger problem than Buffalo or Albany or Syracuse?
Well, I think for a couple of reasons. One, the density problem in New York City, it provides some amount of anonymity that upstate does not. If you are an upstate legislator, everybody in your community sees you in the supermarkets and at community functions, and they know who you are, and therefore it's a little bit, you're much more visible, a little bit more difficult. If you are a downstate legislator, they may know who their ward leader is, they may know who their city councilman is, but they most likely don't even know who their state representatives are. And I think that gives them that anonymity, and sometimes it gets them into trouble.
This arrest with Malcolm Smith, of course, involves a well-known state legislator, but if there are other arrests in this case, and this is the party chairs, the party vice chairs, the party committees themselves on the county and local level.
That's right.
What laws are in place now to keep an eye on not the elected officials, but those unelected officials who really wield power?
Well, that's a very good question. The ethics bill that was passed by by Governor Cuomo when he first came into office, I believe under the state officers law, that looks at state and local county elected officials. So if you are not an elected official, I think there are probably some local ethics laws, but probably not very strong. And I think people who want to do bad things, no matter whether they are lawyers, doctors, businessmen, or legislators, or people who want to aspire to power, you're always going to find some number of them that are willing to actually violate the law to do that. So there are certainly the bribery statutes are in place, and this group, if they are convicted, will suffer under those bribery statutes. And not being a lawyer, I'm sure I couldn't tell you exactly what I think some of them are as minimum as 5 years, as maximum as 20 years. But I think if bad people are going to do bad things, they're going to do it. And we do have laws, and if you break them, you suffer the consequences, and that's what will happen here. However, that said, there was perhaps an element of pay-to-play in this, and that's an issue that is going to hopefully be in a reform campaign finance legislation coming out, hopefully, before the end of session. So we will fight very hard to make sure that we address the pay-to-play in this state and that it does come under the campaign finance laws. It did not come out as part of the ethics bill, but we have been given assurances that it will be part of the campaign finance reform law, which is just desperately needed in this state. So we will look forward to maybe addressing some of these issues in that campaign finance legislation.